probably about a year ago. It was the first sort of came to our attention, and we knew that it had fallen into receivership, and you know we had a particular view about the future of the business and the opportunity there, and some of its unfortunate past. And we approached the receivers and let them know who we were and let them know about our interests. So yeah, about a year ago.
Why was it attractive to Capital Dynamics?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a bit of a history in sort of taking over broken assets that have had issues. We've done something similar on several occasions in the UK in landfill gas assets and also in coal methane generation assets. You know, we really are sort of operational experts. So we think we can add something to the resuscitation of the business and bring another level of expertise to it. And that's what we're hoping to do.
What needs to be done to resuscitate the business, as you say?
Well, I think, you know, partly we've got our fingers crossed hoping for better weather. Certainly, we don't want a repeat of the, you know, the floods that have affected the Condong area in particular over the years. And, you know, the probability is on our side there, but obviously it's not guaranteed. So we're hoping for better sugarcane harvests. I mean, we're getting behind New South Wales Sugar and trying to do all we can to support the cane growers. In, you know, increasing their plantings and increasing their acquisition of estates. So we're hoping for greater sugarcane harvests, and we're also wanting to expand the supply of fuel into, you know, other biomass materials over time, but not immediately, not urgently, just over time, you know, bring back some operations to the plants in the non-sugarcane season.
And where can you see that other biomass coming from?
Oh, look, some of it may be local, you know, such as macadamia residues or sawmill and wood chip residues. It's really, really early days for us, so we really don't have a lot of definite plans for that, but it is something that, you know, clearly we're interested in proving up over time, and we may also even look to do, you know, recoup some of the other sugarcane waste that's left on the ground through the harvest process. And then finally, we're also interested in looking at, you know, actual growing crops specifically for biomass in due course as well.
There is quite a stockpile of biomass material that hasn't been able to be used that's at the mills. Will you be using that? And when will you start operating?
Well, we started operating as of Friday afternoon. we're in full swing right now. And, you know, we will be using that biomass material there once the crush completes in the next few weeks. And then really there's some repairs to be done to the power station, both power stations at Broadwater and Condong. So we're going to be doing that over the first quarter of next year.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of Capital Dynamics? How and why was it founded?
Oh, we're going back even way before my time. So look, it's a privately owned investment manager. It was established, it's headquartered in Switzerland, but its origins go back to the late 1980s. It's a private equity firm which has offices at 10 different locations around the world. Essentially, we are a specialised asset manager for mostly pension funds, institutional investors around the world, including some of the world's largest pension funds. And our team really runs dedicated investment strategies in clean energy. And so, you know, we have now invested in on behalf of our clients in wind energy and solar in the United States and the United Kingdom. We have been looking at other investments in Australia for about the last year. It is a difficult market. It's one of the more difficult markets that we operate in. That's why, you know, this was a particularly attractive opportunity for us, because, you know, it's something that needs fixing and it's something we feel suits our talents. But, you know, we do expect to make other investments in Australia, and we're very keen on the solar sector, and we think that will become more prospective over the next 12 to 18 months.